The Commons, part one. The cuckoo is a... He was a big freak. Weird had wrapped his hail and gunnery, his pronoun and his minds. Watching some documentary scales, words stalked them, warbled as they equated money with intelligence, used the word reverie, clean as a dipped saint. I don't eat that bread. Yesterday I was still dead. My character was taken, was not yours, who secretly my small thighs and the British anarchist movement stayed indoors. Halt, magnetic sea, and shun mad company. Halt, intelligence, I've got my goose shoes on and talk eclipse. The town is stupid, love, fool, love, or we could brick their windows. The aged parents broken, exposed to annoyance and danger. Back when I was still cruel. Okay, say that again. This time with malevolent roses, some specks of lords, some totally harmless character. The town's last cinema is broken, and the rest were maimed and slain. Okay, say the word brain. This time with malevolent roses, mumbled as in a reverie, like lingerie and a clean blade. Okay, do that again. We got from London what we needed. Slaughter the fascist BMP. Oh, bitter magnet, we shine inside the most vivid colours, archaic pop reference here. But my methods are scholarly. Like many a gallant gentleman, I lay gasping on the ground, magnetic and flashing as any wildwood swine. We spoke with hail, but my methods, most fertile yuppie scum, my methods are, I seem to have anarchic tendencies, but I hang around with trots. Oh, bitter mag. What her lawyer called a brain snap was a naked man, was cruel after suffering. You can't have your eyes ran trickling, although she is your wedded weird. I bet he did. I bet he ran trickling down his knee by fire. I bet he fell down those warbled thighs. You cannot have her eyes, the final host of the murdered soul net. Obviously, they read books in hell. They are passionate and scared, intersected at bitter angles. The British anarchist movement, its scales and documents, splintered under a false full moon, embroidered over with burning gold. Not, we don't know who they are, not intersected at oblique angles. The power to hurt, for example, splat in London town where they did dwell. Anyway, eclipse, as I was saying, with my small brain broken, inside the most vivid moments, with hail scales and etc. Yuppie characters, slaughter the suffering moon, or watch some documentaries flashing like zombies or intelligence inside our rumoured eyes. Oh, pity, aged anarchists are scared, but obviously this reverie intercepted the police system of knowledge gargled with gold. I bet she did. I bet she got up and performed his ambitions. My malevolent shine, gonna build me a log cabin. Night of the Living Dead, jokes about Gordon Brown. Something called the EDL, on fire. She would beat them to ashes with a ring of teeth and roses. Say cuckoo, got up this morning, performed my alienations. Meanwhile, in the fast world of banking, they are thinking in blocks of sound, blank ones, reduced to little knots of hair and teeth. We were speaking like any gasping swine, the still full moon, his character splintered under a London town that didn't become power. I trickling down her reverie of impending cash doom and how to eat brains. History is irrelevant with archaic credit reference here. The sun has been disconnected, and we, with our downturned mouths, are maidens, our credit ratings threaded with flowers, and we are bleating, and we are fucking immense, shrieking with jibes and curses. History too is a sort of zombie, secretly swallowed by insatiate fiends, packed in every domestic second, forgetting to pay the bills. The cuckoo is these moments of sobriety, icy, fierce spikes through the centre, the burning hedonistic discs. Our lives are intercepted by police brains, joined in flat, orgiastic newspaper headlines. This is hideous, to regret all knowledge, this tongue of seething rust, to be born 1,000 years ago, stupid as a seagull or a sky. Oh, enchanting metonyms. You don't know what you're getting into. Anyway, it cancelled my passport and I just took some... Yeah, whatever. Okay, say it again. Oh, enchanting ring of coins. Inside every nation's sobriety, slaughter, credit, passion, and bleating knots of ring of bang. Go out to buy records. Give up all this English blood. Trapped in such a mindful stillness. Hiding inside our anarchists and a scared, saleable glimpses of dying in 1993 in acrylic zombie flip. He had rented it all back and was wrecked. Standed outside his favourite laws, free as seas or unbounded hail, as a spore left inside the language. Not a code made out of letters, not social utterance flaming. Everything was wrong but happened. Such thinking forgets vast territories of our sected selves. All is ours. The police power to hurt and how to eat in hell, where my wits were lost in splintered oblique English, secured the preternatural rain, grazed upon our seriously, trickling down our passerby with malevolent archaic sound, my bag a long knife carries. Unaroused by official culture, history has been stashed below a system of false brains reduced to his ambitions, democratic, gold, falling. Inside there are flowers, and we are bleeding with intelligence and gunnery. Weirds have warped us, his pronouns and his freak. We are silent within his good, clean mind, night of the ludicrous fink. Oh, fucking cosmology, oh, mad spit. The reverie is a stop, oppressive line. Is this, is that, like a mystical shudder? Yeah, that's hideous. Anyway, false, as I was saying, was watching my character was yours, became a clear system, an impotent closure, not saying anything in particular, just sick, just everything. Just lick, oh, please. Inside the most vivid words had wrecked them, and their stunned town, favourite epoch here, ate its fable sticks and starved, would flash just like a insert enemy here, would flash just like a please. Meanwhile, what were you saying? Just like Dayton yourself, stuffed with walls, insects and teeth. But I was taken with stillness, and malevolent lords would eat the living hail. Back when I was still blood, intersected by police democrats, were threaded with hell. But I was still coins, like any stupid cuckoo blade, the baser and poorer sort, such whose lives were burdensome. But I, for example, was quite simply scared. But anyway, inside this language there is no word for sky. And etc. Eclipse as they were, as their favourite line, performs no rite, utters no spell, possesses no medicine, images, poisons, etc. She got him up upon her back, carried him to an earthen lake. Okay, who are they? Sobriety, pronounced, oh knowledge, mere sophistication and wicked abuse, census and the police computer. Okay, say that again. The effect is immediate, no fuss, no bother. The wind shall blow forevermore. Moan now on his white bones, his intolerable name. He is the man or woman sitting beside you, bitter and false and snapped. Inside every nation, such hawks and hounds, such ravens. Oh, bitter statistics, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. Yes, I wasted my life on trivialities. Justice, for example, the pulse of the city's varied magnetism, flickers of aged scales, words shuddered, and the reverie is a solid thing, burst inside its price, its rainfall, its trembling hatred is so gentle. Kill me as I shatter inside your threads of sleep, of gorgeous magnetic fiends. Even the memory is blocked. History's shadow stalks us. Call it the net of the idea is simple and permanently freakish, to live outside of servitude, the confidence and cowardice of those who force us into fiction, difficult and locked, but the scorn we feel. Night of the living dead, all else is annoyance and avarice. Black is the colour of my gestural forthrightness. Gently drops the rain, cold blows the wind. In May 1968, most young people were working in Woolworths. The cosmetics counter was so adventurous, a cloister of learning and trust. All was represent how cold blows the future ballads of the blank, my true love. If I were like city girls with few inquiries, transformed into normality, red, etc. Some call it the road to heaven. Goodbye, sweethearts and pals. A word of explanation in preternatural rain, grazing on the passerby's gestures and curses inside statistical seven, singing like thrushes when sickness came to our execrable opinions. Recent eruptions of unmeaning in Kabul, etc., where we have never been, have made poetry obsolete. But still my red shoes would go dancing, though not a soul would look out from the curfew, the cosmetics counter. Everyone knows it, a sentimental space, purely some kind of folk song to give up all love. The city hurts when it's broken. Poetry, once available in several sizes, a flip discount menace before the doors of the mighty, the hounds of capital, unleashed sobriety, knives and clowns. But politeness would dictate now a specific negation of history's lame dogs and veterans, the British anarchist movement, on a day trip to the seaside. Okay, say that again. Flatten the official town, the poem. Outside the concept are three little words ringing inside them. We don't know who on certain chromatic streets locked inside pound stretcher or the cuckoo take position. Eat shit, poetry snobs. No, she didn't mean that. Strung from star to star in all this rough music, inaudibly a black dot, a monstrous excrescence, a reasonable point of view. Below London town, rattling towers flash harmonically, not a soul in the police computer and all other file-sharing cinematic wreckage, with a ribbon in my hair, expressed harmonically as politeness dictates. When I say eat shit, it's just this difficulty, my record collection, all those colonized notes kill little birds like me. Okay, say reverie, secretly swallowed by splat. Okay, false gentleman, little knots of hair and moon, we are in your language, moaning, gentle drops of lambs, the bitter scream inside gold, sitting beside you, trickling your exposed alienation, and the town is yours, oh gasping swine.